Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, a very happy Sunday to each and every one of you. I am broadcasting live from the Bronx, New York. Today, I am very, very, very excited about today's episode. I am in New York. I just got finished with the National Association of Professional Women Conference, and we had a phenomenal conference. So I just want to congratulate all my sister NAPW women, and we just had a rocking good time. So I'm excited about today's episode.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, I'm very excited, as I say. We have callers already in the chat room, and I'll be getting to you guys momentarily. I just want to remind you to connect with me on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram at Daphne Clark Hudson. And I want to remind all of my supporters to volunteer to our breakfast feeding program. And you may donate by going to http://www.gofundme.com, 1G4M38. Please help me to get some hot breakfast in the stomach of those children at the Carmel School. It's my former elementary school. And I have been called to provide a hot breakfast for them, so I need your support to do that. For every $5 that you donate, I'll be able to provide free breakfast every day for the children that are going to school without breakfast. You and I are fully aware that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yes, the students are getting lunch. However, we need to give them a hot breakfast so that they can learn through lunchtime. So please, I'm asking you to support me. If you only have $1, find four other people that have a dollar, and together, all five of you can put together and provide three breakfasts for three needing students. So I want to go to my first caller, and good evening, caller. Your last four digits are 8074. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, are you there?
Hi, Miss Daphne.
Hello. Oh, hi, Richard. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. The telephone number wasn't my phone number, but in any case, I didn't know it was me. So it was a pleasure to talking to you this evening, and I was wondering how you're doing with your cookbook that you're doing.
Which one? The recipe book? The cookbook?
Yes, the recipe book.
Still, Richard, it's amazing. I'm still working on recipes. As a matter of fact, you know, I came down to New York City for the conference.
Yes.
So I got finished with the conference yesterday, so I came to my friend in the Bronx, so I'm here. And we were talking this morning, because she's also Jamaican, and she's a nurse as well. And we were talking, and I said to her, can you imagine that we both grew up on organic foods?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how we would clean the tomatoes, and there is a vegetable we have in Jamaica called kalalu. It looks almost like a spinach. And we were talking just over dinner this evening how we would clean the vegetables, and with the water that we use to wash, and it has the seeds and everything, you would like throw the water through the kitchen window, because you know it's in the country, and those seeds that you throw out there would soon grow into little plants that we were getting vegetables from. And she said, can you imagine? We are here looking in the store, and we are seeing vine-ripe tomatoes. And I said, yes, well, that's what we grew up on. So to answer your question, I was showing, you know, I take picture of everything that I make. So last night I was going through my phone and showing her all the different things that have appeared in my kitchen. And she said, but from I know you, you're always cooking. So the book is coming along nicely, and, you know, I'm looking that when the book is almost ready to launch or something, I think we need to do an episode of the TV show, Richard, where we have a food tasting, of all the meals. I know we can't cook in the studio, but if we prepare this stuff and get it there and have a live audience to come in and taste it before we launch it, I think that would be a good thing. What do you think?
Yes, that'd be great, because you're the Jamaican Martha Stewart.
You know, Richard, you are something else. You're something else. Well, you know, which episode, you know what I'm doing tonight on the radio? I'm talking about the joy of fasting.
Yes, and I think what happens is when you fast, you know, for as much as you can without ruining your health, and then what you do is when you come off fasting, then you go into your book and start eating all those vegetables, and you'll be on the right track.
Yeah, and the thing now, Richard, you know what? People used to fast for the wrong reason. But what I have been learning from different research and people that have followed, fasting has now become a lifestyle. You know, as a child growing up in Jamaica, one of the things that our parents used to do every 3 months, Richard, to give us what was called as a washout. It was either a tea, a phenopod, or they gave us castor oil. Sometimes they would give us Epsom salt. And that was what they used to get the intestinal parasites out of our intestines.
Oh, yes, and I used to get that too, but my parents called it a flush out.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. Different cultures, different countries, and we were actually getting the same thing. And that, too, was a kind of fasting, because what was happening on that day when you get that, it was always done on a Sunday. You wouldn't get any breakfast in the morning. You would get that washout, and then you wouldn't eat until it's dinner time. They would give you some warm broth or mint tea or something to drink before you do that. And so just to go back now, what has been happening with the new education around fasting is that, especially if you are someone who is on a traditional diet, ever so often you need to flush your system out by eating more greens, more fruit, more water. Because there are some people, Richard, who don't drink water at all. They drink a lot of carbonated sodas and things like that. And you know as much as I do that our system needs the water, because water is, it's like an electricity in our body. And it gives us high energy level and all of that. So fasting is not something that people need to use drastically. It's just people who have never done fasting before, they could just start fasting one thing. Then they could probably do one meal. But I think a very comfortable way of doing so is by including a lot more vegetables and fruits in our diet.
Yes. Well, come in a little while, I think starting in May, we have, where I live, there's two farmers market, and I always try to eat something that's local because they typically don't use much pesticide. The ground that it's planted in is local to where I live, and it's not being shipped 3,000 miles away. So,
and the food is not traveling any distance to be abused, so we're getting healthy food. And Richard, doesn't it make a difference? I mean, you eat it and it's as if you're eating life. You feel it tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. Well, and that's what your listeners want to try and do, is to utilize their, farmers
local
market.
Local markets and locally grown food.
And not only that, it gives the farmer some livelihood, and he or she can plant more next year, because it's where I am, the deer and the animals eat up a garden,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
but in a farmer's market garden, they have it so that the animals don't get them. But in any case, that's what you ought to do, is you fast, and then when you get off your fast, you try to eat locally grown vegetables.
Locally grown foods. And
well, I'll let another caller come in, but it's a pleasure to direct your shows, and I hope you get some more phone calls.
Thank you so very much. Give my love to Marsha.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard, for listening.
Bye-bye, Daphne.
Bye-bye. All right. I have that was my director for my TV show, Mr. Richard Merritt, and I have one more caller. Let me get this caller. Caller, your last four digits are 1111. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Okay, I don't think that caller is hearing me, so I'll just continue and talk. If you're on the line, I think you need to touch *4. *4, and then you can get to come on and listen to what I'm saying. So I think this could be a Skype caller, because your number is coming up as 1-1-1-1-1-1. I think it's an overseas Skype call. So, sorry if you are not hearing me, caller, but I'm not able to speak with you. So I'll just leave the line open, and then when you can hear me, then I will speak with you. Okay, so we chose that. Unfortunately, I'm having some technical difficulties with my chat room, so we will need to depend on the telephone tonight because the chat room is not open. So to be part of the conversation, please call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. That's the number to call to be part of this evening's conversation. And we are talking about the joy of fasting. I am sure if you heard me talking to Richard just now, you heard what we were talking about. And indeed, fasting has become a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle awakening, if you may. It's not a new trend. But I don't know how old you are, but if you are my age or older, you can remember that people used to only fast for religious reasons. A lot of people said they were going on 21-day fast or 7 days fast or 14 days fast, and it was solely for the benefit of spiritual reasons. And however, now fasting has become a lifestyle, as I say, and it can use both for spiritual benefits and also for health reasons. If you are someone whose your diet consists solely upon meats and starches and carbohydrates and all of that, you know that your system needs to be purified very often. And one convenient way of doing that is by fasting your system, where you would eliminate and cut out certain things, certain foods out of your diet. And I'm going to be talking to you about some of the joys. And I am so blessed that I have some biblical references that I'm going to give you here, because a lot of Christians and believers, they want to have spiritual guidelines in which to go by. And I want to share some of the scriptures here that will support the benefits and joys of fasting. So I want to tell you to get your pen and paper that you can jot down. I will try my best to go as slow as I can so you can record as much as you can hear from this conversation. And again, call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And again, I apologize to all the people who are in the chat room because the chat room is not working. I'm working from my tablet, not my regular computer, and I'm not sure why it's not working. So I apologize for that. So you want to talk to me and you want to be part of the conversation, please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. So here we are, the joys of fasting. If you are someone who has done fasting in the past, I want to hear from you. If you are someone who would love to fast, I want to hear from you too. I am someone who has fasted many times, and I continually doing so because it has really added some value to my life. And you'll be surprised that your system gives you the information that you need when you are treating it in a way that it is no longer going to embrace or appreciate. And later on in this show, I'll tell you about an experience I had just this weekend here when my system was fighting back at me with something that I did that was really against what my system is now accustomed to. And I'm going to talk about that because none of us are perfect, and we are always a work in progress. But so long as we listen to our bodies, it tells us what is not going right. So now, here we are. Fasting renews faith in yourself. Fasting renews faith in yourself. Your strength and God's strength. Now, a lot of times people would say, oh, I can't go without food. I have to eat my food. I have to do this and I have to do that. And people who say that all the time, it simply means that you have no faith in God. You have no faith in the strength that God gives you. And you do not believe in your own strength and tolerance either. So once you are going to approach fasting, one of the first things you need to focus on is to renew your faith in God and know that God will give you the strength to carry through for what you want to do and what you are looking to gain from the fasting. The second point is that fasting is easier than dieting. Yes, you heard it here from me. Fasting is much easier than dieting. I know for me, in the times gone by when I used to diet, things I had not had in 10 years, the minute I say I am going to start dieting, I get crave for junk, I get crave for ice cream, all the things that I was not wanting to eat in a long time. The minute I started the dieting, I have a crave for it. And what happened? You end up having those things and you feel as if you are worthless and then the diet fails. So fasting is easier than diet. Fasting is the quickest way to lose weight because what it does, it detoxifies our body and it gets rid of all the unwanted toxins. It's like garbage. So garbage in, garbage out. So when you look towards your health and when you put the garbage in, the fasting is a way of getting that garbage that you have built up in there. The next thing, fasting is adaptable to a busy life. Fasting gives the body a psychological rest. So you know what? If we get up every day and we are eating steaks and potatoes, and we are eating a lot of sweets and the white breads and all of those things, our body system is doing a harder work. So what if we decide every 3 months we are going to cut down on all the steaks and we're going to do some green leafy vegetables, we are going to have fruits, and we are going to drink a lot of water. You are resting your organs, which is the same thing you do for your cars. You take your cars into the shop to get a tune-up. And isn't it a shame how we always tend to the material things we have, yet our one precious cargo that we have, which is our bodies, we normally not take care of it. Well, fasting is one way that will help us to continually to tune up our bodies. Fasting is used successfully in the treatment of many physical illnesses. And I am not a registered dietitian, neither am I a registered nutritionist. However, I'm sharing with you some insight that I have gathered over the years that I decided I was going to begin to eat differently and change the lifestyle in what goes into my mouth and down to my stomach. So for those of you who have had conversation with naturopathic doctors and alternative doctors or health professionals who practice oriental medicine and all of that, you will be able to get into very stimulating conversation with them around these. There are many people who are being cured of diseases because fasting and a different way that they tend to include nutrition in their diet has helped their bodies to build up better healing methods, because our bodies were created to heal themselves. So I can remember growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, and there was only like once a week when the doctors used to come into the district to see a lot of people. So I'm accustomed to be seeing people choose all the different herbs and roots, and they would fill an oil pan of water with all the roots, and they fill it up with water, and it boils down to a quarter. That's how they know it's finished. And then they would have that root that they would give people to drink. And that's what the herbalists are doing now. So if you were born and raised in a third world country like myself, you know what I am talking about. Fasting can yield weight loss up to 10 pounds or more in the first week. Yes, you heard it here. And that's what research says, that fasting can help you to lose 10 pounds or more in the first week that you are dieting. The next joy of fasting comes from fasting lowers and normalizes cholesterol, homoglycerins, and it lowers your blood pressure. And again, we go back. When you're eating all those healthy foods and you're doing the dark green leafy vegetables and all of that, it normalizes your blood pressure and everything like that. Fasting improves dietary habits. Fasting increases pleasure in eating healthy foods. And nothing tastes better than when you put a bite of whatever you're eating in your mouth and you can have a smile on your face because you know that what I'm eating is live. I know my friend and I were talking earlier on today, but you remember as kids growing up how the banana used to be ripe. It's on the bunch. And you go and you pick a ripe banana off and you eat it. We're not going to the market to buy any banana. It's right there on the bunch and you eat it. It tastes different. We were even talking about eggs as children, how the eggs that were being laid there by the hens, everything tasted different. And, you know, we're sitting here having a good conversation and we're saying it's a good thing that as kids growing up, we had solid base because we were getting organic foods. We were eating foods that were allowing our system to create a fast for the system. And listen, you're all going to laugh when I say this, but we were thinking that, oh, my God, we were so poor. We didn't have meat and all of that. But guess what? It was a blessing in disguise for us. And now we are both in our 60s, and some of us is older than that, and we are strong and we are healthy. And it's all because of our early upbringing and the type of foods that we were eating. So a lot of times it's good to be poor because the things that you look on and say, well, oh, this is all we have, those things are the better things for us. I remember soup. My parents cooking pea soup is like 3-4 quarts of peas that is in there. You stick the spoon in it and it would stand up in that. We don't make soup and it's not raw. It's always thick. And little did I know that it was building my core nutritional base for now that I'm an older woman to live a healthy life. Fasting is a calming experience, often relieving tension and insomnia. Once your system is pure, it rests. Your organs does not have to be working overtime. Fasting frequently reduces feelings of euphoria and a natural high. You know, a lot of times you eat sugar and certain things. You're not even sure of what is in there. You know, my friend this weekend was showing me an olive oil that she brought back from from Israel, and the honey that was made from dates, and you taste it and you know you're eating life. This is what is adding value to our life. And yes, we know that those things cost a little more, but aren't you deserving it? You know, I always tell people, do not go out and spend your money for quality, especially when it has to do with your health. It's a shame that people buy expensive clothes and jewelry and all of that, and when it comes to the things that they eat, they are reluctant in spending the money to make sure that they eat right. And I tell you, it doesn't matter whether you buy organic food and buy it expensive, it is still cheaper than filling the prescription at the drugstore. Trust me, eating right is much less expensive than going for pharmaceutical medicines. Fasting is a miracle rejuvenator, slowing the aging process. Oh, my heavens. I remember we used to have a thing in Jamaica called bush cabbage. And I think it's what in America they call colored greens. And we used to cook that baby up with the grape, the coconut, and you boil the coconut and you get the oil out of that, and you have the custard that goes on the side after you take the oil out. And the only seasoning we had was some fresh thyme, pepper, and sometimes scallion. And I tell you, oh, that thing used to be so good. So I tell you, when you all see these prancing out there and healthy, it's all those things that I used to eat when I was poor that I'm still getting the nutritional value from. Fasting is a natural stimulant to rejuvenate the growth hormone levels. So again, before you get into fasting, discuss it with your doctors. I'm here to tell you, my doctor and I, we just need to, he just know when I come in there, I'm getting ready to raise his blood pressure because he's not into all the things I'm doing. He's into writing a prescription, and I'm into shopping at the farmer's market and mixing up all my stuff and eating them. And then I became smart. I don't even tell him everything I'm doing now. I go in and he says, oh, my heavens, you're half the size you used to be. Oh, what is happening? I said, I'm looking good. I said, all my checks, you're doing everything is normal. But I'm not telling him what I'm doing. I have one of those machines that I mix everything. I mix my broccoli ribs. I do my dandelion leaf. I do my spinach. I peel my pineapple. I freeze it. I freeze my papaya. I freeze my avocado. And I mix everything. So whatever is going inside of me is something that is going to be nutritious to my entire system. Fasting is an energizer, not a delimitator. Fasting aids in the elimination process. You know, everybody needs to have at least 2 BMs, at least 2 BMs a day. There are some people that will go for a whole week and not even have 1 BM because the diet that they are eating is not contributing to their bodies eliminating. So make sure whatever you are eating, you are having frequent elimination. So, you know, another thing, drink a lot of water and eat a lot of green leafy vegetables. Remember, you can call in again. I'm telling you the number is 646-915-8166. And I still have this caller on. Caller, your number is 11111111. Can you hear me? Would you state your name and where you're calling from? I think she's probably sleeping, or whoever it is. they are probably just listening. Okay, if you change your mind and want to speak, you can say something. All right, let's continue here. If you're just joining the conversation, we are talking about the joys of fasting. So, and this is a good time because you know that you're doing all the spring cleaning and everything. You're putting grass seed out. The bulbs are growing up, the tulips and everything. So this is a good time to start doing the fasting so that you can apply some spring cleaning to your system and your body as well. Fasting often results in more vigorous maternal relationships. So, energy, all over energy. And I'll wait to hear the married couples calling to share that part to let us know how their diets and their fasting has enhanced their sex life. So call in and let us hear from you. Don't be embarrassed to share so you can encourage the rest of us. All right? Fasting can eliminate smoking, drug, and drinking addictions. And as I said before, I'm not a nutritionist. However, I have got feedback from many people that says, you know, I was not able to kick the habit of smoking until I went and I saw a nutritionist and I did an acupuncture and I changed my diet and here is what I'm now eating. Some of them are vegan or some of them are vegetarian. A few months ago, a gentleman sent me a message on social media after I post one of the recipes that I created. And he was sending the message from the UK. And he shared that he's been vegetarian for 33 years. 33 years. And he's healthy. He says his energy is at peak. He goes to the doctor just annually to do his regular checkups. And he's in. Isn't that amazing? A lot of times when people hear about being vegetarian, the only thing they think about is cucumber and lettuce. But I tell you something. Vegetarian diet is attractive. You just need to go in there and be creative. A lot of times you go and you are having a vegetarian meat and you did not even know. I remember years ago when I used to go up to the Bohara Kumari Retreat Center up in Hayes Falls, New York. That was my first exposure to completely nutritional meals, three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that was when I came back and I started to shop for more vegetarian meals and get the spices and everything because everything that they would feed us at those retreats, I would dissect the meals and want to talk to the cook and find out what those meals are. So for those of you who have been thinking that vegetarian meals are boring, hello, they are not. You just need to be creative. And know that cooking is an art. Cooking is an art. Every cook is an artist. Because you go in there and you have that bland thing and you use your spice and everything and you cook that thing up. And you present it, and it's just a joy to see people sit and enjoy it. So every cook is also an artist. So play with the things. If you have children, bring them in the kitchen and include them in what you are doing. So although we're talking about fasting today, that is something you need to start with your children as well. Do not exclude them. Include them in this and tell them the value of doing these things. It doesn't matter that you are starting to do these practices later in life. You can still include your children and let them know, had I known at your age that I could prevent certain illnesses in my body by doing these things, I would have done it. However, together as a family, now we are going to be doing this. So include them. And you're going to find out that the children will buy into it. Moving right along, and the phone lines are open, 915-8166. So continuing here, fasting is a regulator educating the body to consume foods only as needed. Now, if you are someone who has always been on diet, they have so many different types of diet. They have the cabbage diet, they have the high carb, they have the low this, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And what nutritionist has told me is that we need to have a balanced way in which we treat our body, especially when it comes to the carbs and the protein, because she said to me that what our bodies does is that our bodies goes into a hoarding mode because it doesn't know when it's going to get certain items again. It holds it to sustain it. And that's why you see we can't get rid of the extra pounds on our hips or everything, because we are not doing things in moderation. So when our body gets all the good starchy food and everything, it holds it because it says, ooh, I don't know when Daphne going to give me any more of this, so let me hold this on for the rest of my life. And she said instead of doing it, making informed, educated decision to eat a balanced meal, everything in moderation, a little at a time. Instead of starving our bodies, if we do portion, and God knows, I am guilty of that too. Portion control and gravy and sweet. They are always my downfall. But you can find out. I have a friend out in Canton, Ohio. She said she took off 225 pounds or 125 pounds. No, I think she took off 125 pounds. She took off and she did it solely by her portion control. And you look at her now, she looks like a whole different woman. So control your portion. They said it is better to eat 10 small meals a day than to starve yourself, miss meals. A lot of people, they don't want to have breakfast, they don't want to have lunch, and then they have dinner. And what the nutritionist says to me, it is better to have 10 small meals a day. It keeps us more healthy. Remember, the phone lines are open. We have 46 minutes and 30 seconds remaining on the show, and we're talking about the joy of fasting. Fasting saves time spent marketing, prepared, and eating. So if you plan your meal and you have your fruits and your vegetables, and I know during the summertime, I buy the string beans and all my broccoli and the celery. Well, I don't blanch the celery, but the broccoli and the string beans, I clean them, I wash them, and I just immerse them in hot water, and I put them in the fridge, and that's what I snack on. And they are bright and green, and they are sweet. So you can do that with anything. You know, everything that you see out there can be had raw. And you can know it's safe to be eaten raw if you grow it yourself, or as you heard my first caller, Richard Merrick, says, to get it from your local market. And the other thing that I see is happening a lot now, a lot of people really don't have the land to plant anything, but what they are doing, they are getting plastic containers or window boxes, and they are growing their fruits and vegetables, strawberries and all of those things from those hanging containers or window boxes or plastic containers. There are some communities that you can rent a plot of land and to do your own farming. And those things are healthy. They go from your farm to your family's table. And you know that they are not drenched with pesticides. So they keep you healthy. Fasting rids the body of toxins. Give it an internal shower of cleansing. You know, you eat the vegetables, you eat the fruits, and you drink the water, and it's like it flushes your system out. It's like it detoxifies your body. So, you know, as much water as you can drink each day, just keep drinking it. I know over the summer you can enhance the flavor of your water by putting slices of cucumbers in there or slices of lemon, either or. And those of you who have been privileged to go to a spa, you know that's what they give you in the spa to drink? They give you lemon water or cucumber water. Yes, you spend all that money to go there for the spa treatment, and they give you water to drink, and that's something that you can do at home. So you all heard it from me here by giving you a little secret. Fasting does not deprive the body of essential nutrients. We heard the first caller who called mentioned about doing fasting safely. Okay? Everything that we do pertaining to our health, we need to make educated choices and decisions. So just don't go and start fasting the way somebody else tells you that they are doing it. Know that their system is different from your system, and your body is made different from them. So you should not be just doing it the way that somebody else does it. Know the foods that are right for you, and those are the foods that you engage from. Okay, so just let's take a quick commercial break.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so for all of you people out there that have your products and all those items and you're leaving them unprotected, be sure to call up AMD Law Group, and that's where you can have the conversation about your copywriting and trademark and all of that. I want to remind those of you who are listening on the phone line to support us at gofundme.com/4n3 and 8. And that's where you can support to the breakfast feeding program. Help us to put breakfast in the stomach of those hungry children at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies. And if you are just joining me, the phone lines are open. Unfortunately, the chat room is not up, but the phone lines are open, so you can call in 646-915-8166 and let us hear from you with any questions that you may have. So let us continue our conversation about the joy of fasting. I had mentioned earlier on that I was going to speak to you later on about our system telling us what it doesn't like. Well, I got to tell you, I had a rude awakening. I think it was last Thursday night. I told you I'm in New York City for a conference, and we had a cocktail party. And I had 2 glasses of white wine. I don't know what kind of wine it was. I had 2 glasses of white wine, and I had 2 glasses of champagne. And I came home, and I went to bed. And in the middle of the night, I started having the most terrible spasms in my leg. So much that I had to be sitting up crying, wake up everybody else in the house. It was so painful. And I was thinking, I've never had this before. And it was not until last night I realized that my system was fighting against the alcohol, because I haven't had alcohol in a long, 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 long time. So my system is not accustomed to that. So my system was kind of getting into shock and fighting back. And it's a good thing I haven't had any since that. And I didn't have any problems with my legs. So if we pay attention to our system, it tells us what we are doing that is not right. So, you know, listen to your system too. Don't get into the problem like I did with mine. But little did I know. So the next time, no, I won't do that. So, you know, once for me is enough. My body won't have to tell me that again. All right, so moving right along, let us look on some of the other joys of fasting. Fasting can be used to uncover the sources of food allergies. There, I have a friend, she's from Jamaica, and she grew up finding all the women in her family, there were certain diseases that all the women from her mother's side of the family had certain ailments and diseases. And she spent many years in the military, and then she retired, and then she said, you know something? I was around the age now where all these diseases was beginning to develop. And she said she was going to spend the time to do the research to find out why was this happening. So she spent many years and a lot of dollars doing the research to find out. And what she found out in the research that she did, there were certain things that they were allergic to. Gluten was one of the things. The paint in their house was a number of things. Rubber, the gloves, they were allergic to, and a whole list of things that they were allergic to. And although her mother was diagnosed too, because of the information she found out, she was able to help her mother add a few years to her life and enjoy her life very much before she went home 2 years ago. So you don't have to continue to suffer when you are being diagnosed with something going wrong. If you love yourself enough, you can do the research to find out what it is you're allergic to. And one simple way is to start weaning out foods in your diet. So if you remove such and such a food from your diet and you realize, oh, I'm feeling much better, then you can have them test certain foods to see whether or not that is what was contributing to your allergic reaction. So you remember at the beginning of the show when I mentioned about fasting can be done for different reasons, whether it is health, it's for a lifestyle, or it is for spiritual advantages. There are many, many, many different ways. And we just mentioned here that fasting can be used to uncover sources of food allergies. So if you remove certain item from your food, that means you fast that item out of your food. And if they discover that that is an what was giving you the allergy, then you don't have to use it again. Now, fasting is used effectively in schizophrenia treatment and other mental illness. Oh, my heavens. When I read this, I was amazed. I said, look at this. I remember growing up in Jamaica. And when people would get schizophrenic attacks, they would, like, tie them up on a lot of things. I tell you, so I'm in my 60s now, so a lot of stuff I'm talking about, you're going to be saying, what? But people who are from third world countries can probably relate to what I'm saying. And they are saying here that fasting can also be used effectively in schizophrenia treatment and other mental illness. And again, there's so much nutrient in the food, so if you know the right types of food to give them to enhance their brain quality and all of that, it will eliminate those things and the mood swings and all of that. We just need to spend the time to get the right information that we need to enhance our health. Fasting under proper supervision can be tolerated easily up to 4 weeks. Up to 4 weeks, that is 1 month. Can you imagine fasting for 1 month? When you stop that, your energy is going to be at peak. You're going to feel better. You're going to be sleeping better. You are just going to be so excited and happy about who you are, because there is not all the toxin and junk in your body. Your skin is going to come alive. I'm here to tell you from personal experience, every time I get off of a fast, my skin is radiant. It's like I'm just blossoming. It's like you put a fresh coat of paint on a wall, and that's what it does for you. So listen, I want you to try it, and I want you to call and share some of your results with me here on the air. Fasting does not accumulate appetite. Hunger spans and disappears in 2 days. So, everything in moderation. Remember I mentioned that not too long ago. Do everything in moderation. One of the things I know that I do, for example, let me talk about my beets. For years, when I used to live in Jamaica, we used to boil the beets and pickle it, okay? Then I realized the beets can be had raw. Then we've been throwing away the stem and the leaves of the beets, and now all of a sudden, now I'm sauteing the stems of my beets. So I'm saying that to say that I categorize my food. When I'm fasting, I keep all my reds together. I keep all my greens together, all my purples together. All right? So my green apples goes with my cucumbers and all of the green things. The red apple, the papaya I keep with my carrots and so on. Just play. I told you that cooking is an art. And it's the same thing when you eat it. I start my day, most days, I start with the green drink. And if I'm not doing green drink, the first thing I do in the morning is either hot water with lemon juice or hot water with apple cider vinegar. And it purifies your system, and that's the first thing you do. I don't care if you drink coffee or whatever you want to drink afterwards, but the first thing you do after do your prayer or your devotion and everything is drink some hot water with either the apple cider vinegar or the fresh lemon juice, and it purifies your system, all right? And then you start with a green drink afterwards. Play with it and see what you like. to me, it doesn't have to be sweet. I'm just looking every swallow, every mouthful I take and I swallow. I'm seeing years added to my life. And a lot of my friends, they make up their face and say, oh, my God, what are you eating? And I'm just seeing myself living longer. I'm not worried about what it looked like. I know it is nutritional. And I do that. And because I do that, my system is healthy. And that's why when it fought back on those couple glasses of alcohol this weekend, I know it was not happy with me. And it was my responsibility for not disrespecting my body with putting those things in there that it was no longer accustomed to. But we all learn by our mistakes. Okay, carrying right along. Fasting is a routine for most of the animal kingdom. Now, but those of you, sometimes you know if you have outside cats, you would see the cats eating grass. And most animals, they know what choices of plants to eat out there in the animal kingdom. And they purify their system. We as human beings are the only ones who do not treat our body system. We keep just throwing the stuff on, just piling it on. After this episode, I hope everybody will find it necessary to treat their bodies with more respect. Fasting has a common practice since the beginning of man's existence. You know, if you talk to people from way back when, you remember when the men would go out and they would do the hunting and the women would be at home and everything. Everything was caught in the wild and all of that. There were certain times when there were certain things that was being had and there were certain times when there were other things. It wasn't like now when everything is on the store shelf and we go and we pick it out. What I tell people all the time, I say, when you go to the grocery store, spend 3/4 of your time in the produce aisle. Walk that produce aisle, take your time, and load your cart up there, because if you go home with a lot more fruits and vegetables and roots in that aisle, we won't have to go to the doctor very often, because we would be preparing the food that helps our body to fast, it detoxifies our bodies, and helps us to live a more healthier life. So don't be rushing too quickly to go to that can aisle where they advertise. Buy 10, you get 10 free or 10 for a dollar. Stay away from those aisles because they're really not adding any years to your life. Spend majority of your time in the produce aisle and take your time. Read all the labels. And the things that are locally grown is better for you because they didn't have to travel any distance and they don't have to be refrigerated and all of that to travel how many 24,000 miles to come to you. You know, it was abused. They picked them young and all of that. So just spend more educated time choosing the food that you are preparing for yourself and also for your family. Fasting is a right to all religions. The Bible alone has 74 references to fasting. Yes, 74 references to fasting. So I'm going to be sharing those with all my religious listeners. Okay? So get ready to jot them down so you can check them out. Now, fasting under proper conditions is absolutely safe. Fasting is a blessing. Fasting as a way of life. Fasting is not starving. It's nature's cure that God has given us to use. And this information that I've shared with you this evening was written by Dr. Alan Cott, MD. So you know to get this kind of information from an MD is non-traditional because most MDs are pushing pharmaceutical drug. But Dr. Cott has benefited from this kind of a lifestyle so much that he thought fit to share with the rest of the world. And you too can have access to this information, and you can find it in a little book, which tends to now be my nutritional Bible. And it's the Apple Cider Vinegar Health Miracle System. And this was authored by Paul C. Bragg, ND, PhD, and his daughter, Patricia Bragg, MD, PhD, Healthy Lifestyle Educator. And Paul Bragg, her father, was Life Extension Specialist. So you can pick up that little book. It is an amazing little book. It tells us how to enhance our lives at a very economical way. And everything, there are numerous testimonies here in this book that people said, you know, you can extend your life from your spice cabinet. There are a lot of spices that we have in our kitchen that will extend our life, but we just don't know. All right, so for all the religious folks, here we go. Here are the scriptures that is laid out in the Bible that will support that fasting is good for us. All right. The first scripture is Acts 13, verses 2 through 3. The second, Acts 14, verses 23 through 25. Third, John 2. First Corinthians 10, verses 31. First Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Nehemiah 1, verse 4. Ezra 8, verse 21. Galatians 5, verses 16 through 26. Genesis 6, verse 3. Isaiah 58, verses 6 and 8. Luke 4, verses 2 through 5 and verse 14. Luke 9, verses 1 through 6 and verse 11. Mark 2, verses 16 through 18, 16 through 20, excuse me. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 69 and verse 10. Deuteronomy 8, verses 3 to 8. Joel 2, verse 12. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Psalms 119 and verse 18. Psalms 35, verse 13. Matthew 9, verse 9 through 15. Matthew 17, verses 18 through 21. Deuteronomy 11, verses 7 through 14 and verse 21. Matthew 6, verses 16 through 18. And those are just a few of the supporting scriptures that helps us to understand that fasting is good for our body, both nutritionally and spiritually. And I want to share this letter to you, and then I'll tell you who wrote it. Dear health friends, this gentle reminder explains great benefits from the miracle of fasting that you will enjoy when starting on your weekly 24-hour Bragg Fasting Program for Super Health. It's a precious time of body, mind, soul cleansing and renewal. On 5 days, one drink, 8 to 10 glasses of distilled water, my favorite, or purified water. Add 1 teaspoon and or to 2 teaspoons of brown organic apple organic vinegar to 3 of those glasses of water. It's just starting. You may also try herbal teas or try diluted fresh juices. One third distilled water every day, even some fast days. Add 1 teaspoon of Pelham bark powder to liquid once daily. It's an extra cleanser and helps normalize weight, cholesterol and blood pressure, and helps promote healthy elimination. Fasting is the oldest, most effective healing method known to man. Fasting offers great, miraculous blessings from Mother Nature and our Creator. It begins with self-cleansing of the inner body works so we can promote our self-healing. My father and I wrote the book, The Miracle of Fasting, to share with you the health miracles it can perform in your life. It's also worthwhile to do, and it's an important part of the Black health system. Love, Patricia. And this was written by Paul Bragg's daughter, Patricia, Paul C. Bragg's daughter, Patricia, from what I had mentioned to you before. And we have 17 minutes remaining in the show. If you still want to call in, you may do so. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So now, here I'm going to read and give you just a few things that you can combine. You probably have never thought of juicing these things together, but I'm going to read some for you, and you can try them on. Call me on one of the episodes and let me know. Here are some different things that you can combine. You can combine beet with celery and alfalfa sprouts. You can combine cabbage, celery, and apple. You can combine cabbage, cucumber, celery, tomato, spinach, and basil. You can combine tomato, carrot, and celery. You can combine carrot, celery, watercress, garlic, and wheatgrass. You can combine grapefruit, orange, and lemon. You can combine beet, parsley, celery, carrot, mustard green, cabbage, and garlic. You can combine beets, celery, kale, kelp, and carrot. Combine carrot, cucumber, and celery. You can combine watercress, garlic, cucumber, and apples. You may also combine asparagus, carrot, and celery. You may combine carrot, celery, parsley, and cabbage, onion, and sweet basil. You may also combine carrot, coconut milk, and ginger. Another combination, carrot, broccoli, lemon, and cayenne pepper. You may combine carrot, sprouts, kelp, rosemary. You may combine apples, pineapple, and ginger. You may combine apple, carrot, radish, and ginger. You may combine apple, papaya, and grapes. You may combine papaya, cranberries, and apples. You may combine leafy greens, broccoli, and apples. combine grape, apples, and blueberries. You may combine grape, apples, and blueberries and watermelon. So those are just a few things that you can put together. Again, I know that a lot of people were cringing their faces as I went over this list. Because you're thinking, oh, I can't do that, I never do that. Don't you hit it until you try it. All right? Don't hit it until you try it. I want to remind you that for you, it doesn't cost a lot for you to live a long, healthy life. You just need to treat your system better. And if the only thing you can do for your system is drink more water, you are already going to be ahead of the game. If you only have $30 to spend, make sure you are spending it on the right food that will help you detoxify and cleanse your body. All right? We only have one life, and we need to treat it the best way we can, because There's not a body shop where we can go and order body parts. So why not take the responsibility of treating our body with respect and love? All right? So this is all. We have 13 minutes remaining. And why not make a commitment that you're going to start this week? Start by having a juice for breakfast and a salad for lunch and have a balanced meal at dinner time. So you're fasting the bacon and eggs and all of that you used to have for breakfast, and instead you are substituting that with a juice. And call me up anytime on the radio and let me know how you are doing with your new addition to your family, the new ways you're doing your food. Let me know how the family members like it. But most of all, how are you feeling? You're going to find out that you're seeing better, your energy is better, your mood swings are going to be so much better. Again, I always thank you guys for tuning, because I know you could be listening to somebody else anywhere, and regardless of where you are all over the world, you decide to be a New Day show tonight, and I thank each and every one of you. I want to remind you to go to facebook.com and follow Dynamic Daphne. Also on Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. My website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowered.com. Please go there and sign up, so you can be kept informed of all the things that I am doing. And if you have not yet done so, please mark my show as a favorite so you can be informed each and every week who are the guests that I am having on. You will get a pop-up in your email telling you who I'm having on. And again, for this, it's winding down, because for the month of April, 2014, I am celebrating 6 years on the radio, and I was reaching out to ask you to support me to give this breakfast to the children at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies, and I was asking you to support me. You may do so by going to https://www.gofundme.com/1g3m8. I am thankful for the 16 people who has donated $557. For every $5 that you donate, you will help me to provide 3 breakfasts each day. So for 3 kids, you can feed breakfast for 1 day. So if you only have $1, find some 4 people that have $1 And together, all five of you can donate $5. Listen, you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So why not help me to help those children? You never know. You, one of those kids that you're feeding breakfast to, might be the next prime minister of Jamaica. They might be one of the next top surgeons that begin to save somebody lives in one of the hospitals out there. We never know the lives that we are touching. I'm reaching out to you with love, and I know that you're all a generous group of people. So give what you can by going to http://www.gofundme.com/1g4m3 and 8. Please, I ask that you support us there. And tomorrow night, I am on again at 8 p.m. And my honored guests will be, for the month of April, I've been having all returning guests to come back. So tomorrow night, we'll have Mr. Brilliant himself, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And we'll have the marketing guru out of San Diego, California, Mr. Brian Delaney, and the wealthy sister herself, Deborah Hardnett, out of Washington, D.C. So tomorrow night I'm having three powerful, powerful, powerful people on. And then I'm back on Wednesday. I don't have that in front of me now. For our regular episodes. So again, I honor you. I thank you. I hope you're all taking time out to enjoy the amazing springtime we've had. And I think we have been told that we should be looking, but we'll be getting a little cold coming up. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week. However, it doesn't matter the type of weather we are getting. Let us be grateful that we are still alive, because there are many people who are not around to enjoy the weather and to talk about it. So again, I love each and every one of you. I want to remind you to go again and donate. Help me feed these children. We're looking for manpower to go down and do some work. We're looking for T-shirts. We're looking for a lot of things. So not only your money, we need your ideas to help us to raise funds. So if you know that you're a great fundraising person, I want to hear from you to see what you can put together to help us to get the money. Remember, if these kids go hungry, it's going to be on your shoulders. Listen, I am here to remind you that you were created for a destiny. Don't allow anyone or any situation to deprive you from there. Each and every day when you wake up, it's another opportunity for you to continue to touch the lives of somebody else. Go out there and make it happen. If you have not done so in a while, I want you to pick up the phone at the end of this show. I want you to call three people and let them know. You know something? I am so happy that you are part of my life. And I just call you to let you know that I love you. And with that being said, I want to tell each and every one of you how much I truly love you. From my heart to your heart, let us continue to make a difference in the lives of each person that we met. Go out there, follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you off the path that you have been called to travel.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some
call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Feel it in your spirit. Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.